Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A month ago, I told you that the Federal Reserve's weekly report of the money supply showed it rising by the greatest percentage in history, except for two other weeks. These two other weeks were the one week included September 11, 2001, and the week in 2008 when Lehman Brothers failed. I pointed out that this increase was almost certainly in anticipation of some looming major financial crisis. There were certainly several impending problems for which the jump in money supply could be used for crisis management. The U.S. debt ceiling limitations, the effect of the end of quantitative easing in the U.S., and the mounting European debt crisis were all reasons for creating a cash hoard reserve. It is almost certain that some of this increased money supply has been used in the past month to prop up American stock markets and hold down gold and silver prices. However, a new crisis came to the forefront last week. On Monday, September 12, a consolidated class action complaint was filed against J.P. Morgan Chase, alleging manipulation of the prices of silver futures and options contracts traded on the COMEX. The dates of the alleged manipulation were June 26, 2007, and between March 17, 2008 and October 27, 2010. The plaintiffs assert that these manipulations were in violation of the Sherman Act and the Commodity Exchange Act. This lawsuit is a consolidation of separate lawsuits filed against J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC beginning last October. At least two of the plaintiffs' law firms have special expertise in such suits, having between them won the largest settlements in the history of the Commodity Exchange Act, federal and state antitrust laws, and the Investment Company Act. These law firms have reputations of only accepting cases they expect to win. The consolidated filing runs more than 100 pages. You can read it at the website of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Their web address is gata.org. Among the allegations in the suit are that J.P. Morgan Chase had a large short position in the silver market, which resulted in a disproportionately large and influential position after the acquisition of the short position held by Bear Stearns at the time of that company's failure in 2008. That J.P. Morgan Chase used fake and spoof trades to suppress prices, especially in advance of COMEX contract expiration dates. That J.P. Morgan Chase reduced its short position following the March 25, 2010 Commodity Futures Trading Commission hearing, in which complaints of gold and silver market manipulations were aired. That J.P. Morgan Chase regularly engaged in uneconomic trading activities for the purpose of manipulating the silver price. That J.P. Morgan Chase derived substantial profits from trading options because of its activities that suppress silver prices. And finally, that the Commodity Futures Trading Commission had received a detailed complaint about J.P. Morgan's silver market manipulation. In one instance, the CFTC had received advance notice of a specific future time that J.P. Morgan would be suppressing silver prices. This price suppression occurred at the exact time and in the precise manner that the whistleblower described. It has to be emphasized that these and other points are only allegations against J.P. Morgan Chase, not legally established facts. However, the balance of the lawsuit extensively details the names of participants, specific actions, and dates, in some cases down to a specific second, of various market manipulations. In my lay judgment, J.P. Morgan Chase, at a minimum, will have its hands full trying to overcome this huge body of evidence. I do not expect this lawsuit ever to come to trial. Instead, I foresee that J.P. Morgan Chase will come to an agreement to pay possibly billions of dollars in damages without admitting guilt. Over the coming months, the filing of this consolidated lawsuit is almost certain to convince a greater number of professional investors and the general public that gold and silver prices have been suppressed for a number of years. Further, more deep-pocket investors will comprehend just how little physical silver inventories are available to fulfill a huge number of delivery contract commitments. As this awareness increases, expect a further increase in the demand for physical precious metals and an almost certain sharp rise in prices. There could be a widespread default in the trading of paper contracts for silver. At the minimum, I anticipate that silver prices will be 25 to 50% higher by the end of this year than they are right now. The price could even double by then. That's it for this week. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.